the hard part for the Chargers is, you know, the only teams that they have beaten are terrible teams. It's the Bengals and the Jaguars, and those are teams, no matter what your mindset, you know, as long as you have superior talent, you got a good chance at winning. The Chargers, when they play good teams, and the Raiders are a good team, that's where the mindset is really the problem. You know, anyone can say, I'm going to go beat the Bengals or I'm going to go beat the Jaguars. But when the game's on the line and you've got somebody as hot as Derek Carr coming out there, it's not looking good for you.
How much of the blame for the Chargers' woes would you put on Justin Herbert?
Almost none, to be honest with you. He has been outstanding. And you know, he'll throw an interception here or there, which is standard for most quarterbacks, really, but understandable when there's a rookie thrust right into the action like that. But the guy's poise is incredibly impressive. He stands in the pocket, mature, going through his reads, making mostly good decisions. A beautiful ball. I am thoroughly impressed with what he's put on the field so far. I know it hasn't translated to wins, but he has a very bright future with the Chargers. They found the franchise quarterback they're looking for.
Adam, do you agree or would you disagree that some of it is on Herbert and they should get Tyrod back in there when they can?
Well, my thoughts on that. Well, no, now I don't. I said last week, like, no, once you're out of contention, no, why would you ever go back to Tyrod Taylor? It doesn't make any sense. Now you've fallen back. You're fallen out of the race. He was supposed to be the quarterback as long as you were in the race, and then once they weren't, then it was supposed to be Herbert. So that step got progressed because of what happened early in the season. They made that move earlier. I do think their record would be better if Tyrod Taylor was starting, but that's where they are now. So why would you ever go back to him?
And they can't. Tyrod Taylor has a hole in his lung.
Yeah.
So he won't be playing anytime soon. But you are 100% right. They are committed to Herbert. You can't bench him at this point. But he's been playing incredibly well. I wouldn't see any need to switch quarterbacks.
Greg, what would you do in this game? We're talking to Greg Camarillo, former NFL player, works in San Diego. What would you do with this game from a betting standpoint? I'm not sure if you're a betting guy, but actually all the money so far is on the Raiders. Chargers are only 1.5-point favorites at home against Las Vegas.
I was fascinated to see that the Chargers are favored. I'm an NCAA athletic department employee, so I'm not allowed to bet on games. But when I saw that, the lights went off, and I can't believe that. And I did some research, and if you look at the stats between the Raiders and the Chargers, they're actually kind of similar teams. But watching their games, you see that the Raiders have this will to win, and they have beaten good teams. They've played the hardest record in the NFL. The Chargers are the opposite. They don't have that will to win. They've only beaten terrible teams. So my money would be on the Raiders. I would go into this game fully confident that the Raiders are going to deliver. And you know there's no home field advantage basically in the NFL this year because of no fans, but there's really no home field advantage for the Chargers anywhere in Raiders territory.
That's actually what I was going to get to. Like, we keep seeing from a betting perspective, like, the home team getting those points that you normally would in a home field advantage setting. But do you think there's any benefit to being at home at all right now this year?
Yeah, a little bit, and it's just not traveling. You know, not having to leave home, not having to pack bags, not having to eat as much hotel food. But you know, once you get onto the field, like, you can hear everything. There's no noisy stadium where the offense has to go with a silent count or signals for audibles. So that has been eliminated, and that's a huge part of that home field advantage. And then just the energy from the crowd. You know, when it's a close game and you got your crowd behind you, you feel that. And that's pretty much been eliminated this year.